Welcome to Droolcast, where you can play till you drool.
Yo, Droolcast, play till you drool. You better tune in, you don't wanna be a fool. True Eyes and J Spin, gaming on a PC and Xbox 360. Achievement whoring is the only way. Getting headshots on a nice sunny summer day. Zombie stalking, this podcast talking. Droolcast is here, so tune in often. Yeah, welcome to Droolcast. Yeah, welcome to Droolcast.
Gamers, and welcome to the Droolcast, brought to you by DownRightUpLeft.com. I'm your host, True Oz, and with me as always, Mr. Show 220. Jack, what's up?
Hello.
And Mr. Ace of Spades joining us as well. Juan, what's going on?
It's good, brother.
Hanging in there. So, Titanfall beta was out, so I guess this is the Titancast. That's a good title for this. I thought about
Titancast.
It. The Titancast. I mean, that's pretty much all that we've been playing, at least in the past couple of days since the beta was released. Titancast, what's up? What do you guys think? Did it live up to your expectations? I know I've been amping it up for quite some time, so.
So, that did live up to your expectations, then? How about that?
Alright, I'll start off with mine. Okay, so, for starters, I don't think this is gonna be a Call of Duty killer. So everybody's saying, so well, okay, well, hear me out.
Go,
everybody's
quick.
Saying, everybody's saying that this is going to be the Call of Duty killer. I don't think it's going to be the killer. I think it's going to be, it's definitely going to put a nice dent into their like whole, you know, like into the market. Let's just say, all right. They're going to take a lot from them, but I don't think it's going to be a killer because I don't see esports coming into play with this game, which I thought maybe there would be. I don't know why I thought maybe there would be, but it just doesn't seem like it would work in an esport environment, you know? Like, Call of Duty, for some reason, just seems like it has that. It's way too early to tell because there could be different maps. There could be smaller maps. There could be other game types that they haven't talked about. There's still a lot. But obviously they're still in beta, so you know I'm going off of based off of what they've showcased already, and it just doesn't seem like I don't know, like I don't think that they'll go into that direction, and that's what the kids want. I mean, esports is growing. I know Jack hates it with a passion, but
well, there's just no point to it. It's stupid. Yeah,
there you go. You know, and it's not, and I enjoy it. So
yeah, I don't understand it. But I don't like watching people play games either, so I don't...
And that's the difference. Like, I could watch League of Legends all day.
Yeah, see, I don't understand that. Like, why?
I find it great. Like, just the... You never played the game, so you don't
it
really understand.
It doesn't matter. I don't like watching any game.
It doesn't matter what game I play. Okay, so...
Completely different.
You just don't like watching. You enjoy playing. I'm a spectator, and I enjoy that. Some people are better than me at... a lot of people are better than me at fighting games. If I go and want to watch a fighting game, it's going to be fucking great. I'll have a good time watching it, just because I know that they're doing something that I can't fucking do.
So, Ozzy, tell me this. Do you rather... watch porn, or would you rather do the porn? Same idea, same energy behind it, you know? It's just, you know. What do you think? And what about you, Jag? You're not into that type of deal? You'd rather just be, you know, just do it yourself, you know? Not watch it? No?
I like watching things, man.
This is eating.
Dude, I'd rather be in it to win it, baby. Let's go.
I mean, in general, like, I don't like watching sports that often on TV. I'd rather, like, go play or just, like, look at the highlights. You know what I mean? I don't understand, like, why should I sit down and watch a 3-hour game when I can look at the highlights? Or, like, a lot of things. I don't watch TV shows very often. I don't watch very movies. I don't watch many things to begin with. So, I don't know. Like, watching video games is, like, worse than watching a TV show to me. I just don't get it, like... why, what, you know what I mean? I mean, sometimes if something crazy happens, like, oh, it's worth watching.
Yeah.
You know, like, but, you know, I saw a video of someone getting, I don't remember, I sent it to Oz when Killer Instinct came out for Xbox One. It was like a 180 or 200 hit combo or something like that. I don't remember what it was. But, I mean, that's crazy. But it's a 30-second video. I'm not sitting there for, like, an hour watching somebody play a game. It's just different, you know? It's a highlight. It's not a...
Yeah, it's something cool that happened... as opposed to just somebody playing the game. Yeah. I understand. I mean, but when it comes to something like, I don't know, maybe Call of Duty Championships, which is coming up, $1 million on the line, nobody you wouldn't cares. Want to watch that? Yeah. No. You don't care. It's not that nobody cares. It's a shit ton of people that
nobody,
care.
They just don't know they don't care. That's all. They just don't know any better, you know? It's like, once you see the light, you understand it doesn't matter. It's like, oh, this is the top Call of Duty player. Congratulations. I'm glad you won $1 million or your team won $1 million. I'm happy for you. But really, I don't care what you did in the game to get it. Like,
I never experienced that or seen it happen. But I would assume that they will show them playing, correct?
Yeah. Show game.
So they would expose their tactics, which I think people would like to see and try to absorb themselves. I could see that situation, which people would like. Copycats. But, hey, you know, I mean, it's that's what you do. You have to become a sponge when you're a gamer. Just adapt. Make it happen. But I guess that's just another way for it to happen. Because, you know, typically when I do that is when I play with people and I'm like, oh, so that's how that works. And then, you know, I become the sponge and absorb that. But that makes it easy for people to just kind of be the sponge, per se. Just look at it and just do it from there.
I don't know, man. I could watch Kobe Bryant play basketball for 10 years, and that doesn't mean I'm going to be any better at basketball.
Yeah, you're going to be Kobe, dog.
But at least once you look at him, you're probably not going to be as good as him, but you're going to learn a couple of things. You're going to see, you know, what he does or how he does it, and you're going to try to mimic that.
Possibly. I mean, exactly. If I play basketball, I might.
Yeah,
but if I'm just watching the sport, then I'm not. So there's probably a lot of people who don't play certain things, certain games, but still watch them, is what I'm getting at.
Fair enough.
I don't understand. That's a whole. Anyways, we were talking about popularity of Titanfall.
This is the Titancast. This is the freaking Titancast. Back on track. I think that this game will do very well, first off, but it'll definitely pull in numbers way more than Call of Duty. It'll break records. I can almost guarantee that. But I don't think that it will stick around to be like the next, like, Call of Duty killer, at least for now. At least for now. And also, I mentioned this earlier, if this game had Titans versus, like, Kaiju, you can call this game Pacific Rim, and I'd be so fucking happy. Cause, did you watch... I don't even know why I ask you anymore if you watch movies, but I know you don't watch.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, of course not. You gotta watch that to understand that. One of my favorite movies, but still. I think it'll do very well. I mean, obviously, I love the game. Don't get me wrong. There's a couple of things that I've noticed throughout all of us playing that... It was kind of, I don't know. So not a lot of people like using the Titans, which really hurts my feelings because the game's title is Titanfall, and I think that's the point, is to use your Titan. I think the last game that I played with Juan, we strategically have been using our Titans, and it's been working out a lot better for each of our games. We've been winning. So as long as you call people out on not using their Titans, it'll work to your advantage, I feel.
If everyone's like calling their Titan, you guys are gonna win. You know what I mean? If like a team can call their Titans and keep their Titans, you're gonna win.
That's a key thing right there. It's keep your Titans.
Keep your Titans, yeah. That's
hard. If everyone has them, like if there's four or five people with a Titan, it's hard to beat, especially if you don't have one. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Especially if they're keeping distance and you can't flank them. But the reason why I like or I don't call my Titan often is because I like running around. It's so much fun to run around in this game.
Parkour.
Exactly. And there's so many different ways you can run or like do things, or you run like you scale up building really quickly, and then like you use the little I don't use the invisibility for the LB. Cloak. Yeah, I don't use the cloak. I use the sprint and like the health generation. Yeah. So like I'll hop up on top of building, I'll sprint, and I'll run off and jump, and I feel like I'm in a matrix. Then I do my little double jump and I land on this dude's head, and then I start shooting him in the head, and then he gets out and I get out, then I shoot him, and I get back on his thing and start shooting him in the head again. That's way more fun than like, you know, driving the Titan around. But that's me. I don't know.
But here's the thing. You're just not calling it at all. And that's what's bothering me. Just not even calling it. Call it.
No, dude,
have it defend. Have it follow. Do whatever.
Call it and put it on autopilot, man. Like, help us even some way, somehow. I don't even care. Just let it be a distraction. Just call it.
Exactly. Even if it's a distraction, let's say somebody else, some other Titan is attacking that, at least somebody else could go and defend it. You know, somebody else could go and try to protect it. They'll be 2v1. They'll get the, you know, outnumbered message while you're out doing your own fucking thing. It doesn't matter that you're not in it, as long as it's out in the stage.
Right.
But the fact that you're not calling it at all, that's what that's what's really getting me. And it's not just you. I mean, I've seen it. I've seen it being done many times with other teammates that I've had.
It's but that's the cool thing, though. That goes to show that these people already thought about that. And that's why they made it the autopilot. Otherwise, you know, they'll just make it that you can't have it. That's pretty awesome, though. That goes to show that, you know, they're keeping people in mind that, oh, if you're so used to into FPSs and just FPSs being traditional, then, you know, have that and just use the Titan itself as a real kill streak, as if it was, like, Call of Duty per se. So, you know, it still has that, you know, that vibe to it. So, you know, let's just, you know, base the truth that this equation that they're using, this formula for their FPS is just, you know, based upon the what they utilize from Call of Duty, you know?
I mean, it's funny because they don't have kill streaks, and that's something that they created, basically, you know? I have never seen a game before Call of Duty 4 with kill streaks, I don't think. So it's something that they created, and that's something that's not even here. Instead, they put the Titan on a timer, which is, I don't know. I mean, good.
I think that's great because, once again, nobody did that. They're game changers. That's what they're doing. Uh-huh. I mean, this is completely different. This is why I kind of took deep interest into it, is the fact that it's different and, you know, that nobody can really compare. I mean, sure, there's comparisons to, you know, Lost Planet, but, you know, it's not really comparable.
Halo.
No, the whole being able to use mech and being able to shoot, but the perspective and everything is, you know,
it's completely different.
Yeah.
There's some things.
The shooting, being able to go in a mech, being able to be, you know, that's just open world. And, I mean, this is from my experience from 2. I haven't even been able to play Lost Planet 3. I hear that it's not so bueno because it's not original. But anyway, you know, one thing I wish they did from Lost Planet is, I don't know if, I think you played it with us, Ozzy. Yeah, the fact that they had, like, the Batarang type of deal. Well, not the Batarang, what is it called? The grappling hook, there you go.
Yeah.
That would be pretty ill installment, just being able to hang off the buildings that way rather than having to, like, you know, hold on with your hands and stuff. I don't know. I had trouble doing that when I was playing. But either way, it's changing the game. That's the key thing.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things, like burn cards, that's new, I think. You know, one-time uses and whatnot, I think that's pretty cool.
I like that you can pick them in the middle of the game, like...
You choose three, you can't pick, like...
Right, but I mean, you can use them if you want, after you pick the three you want, you know what I mean? So you pick the three in the lobby, you go in the game, and then I can pick one anytime.
Yeah, it's not an order, exactly.
Right, or it's not just like, it's for that match, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's not like I'm picking them for that match. I'm picking them for when I want to use them. And like, that's really powerful, because there's some times when it's like, okay, yo, I need like my anti-titan gun to be really good right now, so I'm going to boost that. And it's like, boom, get that going, and then go kill some titans.
But once again, it's just to show they're putting different elements out. Like, I've never been there for a game, or rather, they've been in a game, but not that type of like game to categorize. Like, they're putting a card game element into a shooter. You know, like that's pretty awesome. Like, effects, you know, upgrade. I don't know. I find that very interesting. It's just, I feel like I'm playing like Call of Duty, Yu-Gi-Oh, Gundam. Like, it's just like a gamers nerd orgy happening in one. Like, you know, it's just great. You know,
Into that mech for the first time definitely just, you felt that, like, as a gamer, you're just like, holy shit! Like, you get that power, you know, from the tutorial. Yeah, exactly. All the sound effects.
I mean, you heard me when
I
first started to touch this game. You heard me.
You cried.
My emotions, dude, when I was playing. I was going off. I was like, oh. I don't know. I like, because it's different, man. I mean, I enjoyed it for what it is. As you said, I totally agree with you that, you know, this isn't going to be a Call of Duty slayer. Call of Duty is going to be Call of Duty. People are going to like their military games and all that. But
they'll
this
take
just gives you something
dent
else to
from
play.
That,
I don't know, man.
It definitely is going to take a huge dent. away from that, you know, crowd.
Well, what do you mean take them away, though? I mean, I could still find myself playing both. I mean, it's just...
I don't think
that's
so.
What you think now.
I don't think so, dude. Because, yo, like, honestly, me, after Ghost, I think... I've said this again many times before that I'm going to go ahead and not get the next Call of Duty and I always end up getting it. But here's the difference.
We're brainwashed. We're brainwashed. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. We're brainwashed already.
Here's the difference,
get
though.
Like me. The silliest brainwash I got is Pokemon. I can't stop buying them. And I admit it. But I like it, though.
But here's the thing. But that's the thing. The only reason why I haven't gone... I need a shooter in my life, okay? And if it's not going to be Call of Duty, it has to be something else. And the problem with that is that something else, it hasn't existed until Titanfall. So I'm definitely, I don't think I'm going to end up picking up whatever the next Call of Duty is because Titanfall will be there. No. No matter what features you're going to add on there.
Comes out in March, Call of Duty comes out in November.
Exactly. See, that's what I was going to get at. It's just, it's going to be something new to look at. I mean, I respect this game, and it's an amazing game, but sometimes you're going to want a venue change, or it's just a change of how everything rolls. I don't know.
It just depends. It depends on the final release, what it is, and how often they release new content, how much it costs. It depends on things like that.
And also what game releases then. Because I'll tell you this, if Rainbow Six Patriots is around that same time period as Call of Duty.
That's definitely
then.
True. Yeah, and then you also have Tom Clancy's Division.
And don't forget about Destiny. Bungie's
and Destiny.
Big.
Holy crap.
Yeah, that comes out in April, I think, right? So like a month after.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. I mean, to respect that, you know, it's all about the time frame, too. I mean, if somebody gives it for you for Christmas, you're not going to touch it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, right? Yeah. I mean,
you might not put your pockets into it yourself, but, yeah.
I don't know.
The main reason you've gone Call of Duty, though, is because everybody else has bought it.
Exactly.
That's the main reason why.
Yep. And I mean,
that's a good reason. Yeah.
Friends, how many of us have them?
That's the only reason. That's basically the only reason why.
That's definitely true.
Has bought
for,
it the
for
last
me personally,
couple
yeah.
Years, probably.
I second that. And actually, I would even go ahead and go as far as to say that I wouldn't even pick up Titanfall if my friends weren't picking it up.
Yeah.
Honestly,
yeah,
I wouldn't
really
even pick up my Xbox One.
I feel very lonely. I feel very lonely playing a shooter by myself. Like the only time I would do that, it's the truth. The only time I would do that is if I'm playing like
a stranger.
The only time I would ever do that is if I'm waiting for somebody to go and play that game. You know, like on Ghost, I play like a round of gun game. If I tell Juan like, hey man, like I'll meet you online, he goes, all right, I'll be on in like 5 minutes. I'm like, all right, I think I got enough time for like one quick game, you know, before he shows up. That's the only time, even though 5 minutes to you it's about an hour, but still, that's pretty much the only time that I would play.
I'm be hating that.
He just saying the truth. There's no hate.
I gotta
there.
Do things.
That's the only time I would play a shooter on my own. Other than that, I mean, I don't think I will. And it's weird because I remember playing, like, I could play Unreal Tournament 2K4 all day, like the campaign, like the quote unquote campaign that they have.
Yeah, that's pretty terrible.
It's horrible, but I'll play it. I'm like, oh shit! Like, I gotta, you know, I gotta get credit to get this dude, and I gotta pay this guy or whatever. I'm not gonna get into that. It's a freaking Titan cast.
Yeah.
I mean, what else? What do you... I mean, first of all, let's kind of hate on the game a little bit because matchmaking is completely fucking broken.
Not really. It's more Xbox dashboard is broken, therefore matchmaking's broken, right?
It's broken. Yeah, fair enough.
I mean, what do you call it broken?
I'm going to steal Jack's thunder. The Xbox Live Party for it.
Yeah.
The fact that it affects the match making, the fact that you can't have your own match when you're in a party, you can't play because your party will be playing, but if the party is full, you're screwed.
Exactly.
You just can't make
like, you still want to talk to your friends because they're in that party and they're your friends, but you can't join their game or your own game because you're in that party. So what do you do? That's issue.
Yeah. I think it might just be an operating system thing.
That gets fixed. Yeah, that definitely
gets fixed in the next update in March. So,
yep. So that's not big thing, but definitely there. I mean,
well,
what
right
other
now,
hate
it's a big
is?
Because I was sitting there just like chilling, and usually
he's flipping.
I was just chilling. And I just want to play a couple of matches, waiting for somebody to like leave or whatever. No big deal. And I couldn't, so I just turned my Xbox off. I said, I'm not even going to play this game.
I'm just gonna go masturbate. I can't unleash my frustrations in this game. I'm just gonna go under the covers and just load one out.
Under the covers.
I'm just gonna call my Titan from under the covers.
Taking that into.
There'll be a great fall pretty soon too.
Your Titan will be ready in 2 minutes.
15 seconds, son.
15 seconds to go.
Oh my god. You put Jessica Negri. Let's go. That's it.
Oh man.
Titan ready instantly.
We need to make her a shirt that says Titan ready, isn't it, to her like right Titan now.
Oh my god. This got out of hand.
It's beautiful. I love when it gets out of hand.
Yeah, that's the only good part of it. You can just cut the rest of it out.
I mean, what else? Two things happened. One, with that whole party making thing, training completely is broken, and we uploaded a video to go to go alongside what happened with our little glitch there. Me and Juan were stuck in a room while Jack was in a completely different room.
Yeah, I was in a crate
in darkness.
Dude's trying to kill himself. He's jumping off of bridges.
Dude, oh my gosh, Juan, you missed it last night. Yeah, I know. I tried to jump off the thing in the glitch video, and I couldn't. Right there was like an invisible wall. I don't know if you've seen the video yet. There's an invisible wall. Then last night I was playing.
Oh my god!
And I was testing the stream, so I was streaming. Oz was watching, and I forgot what was it? It's the bigger map. Which one's that called?
It's
not Angel City. It's the other one.
Everybody knows Angel City. Nobody knows the other one.
City one, yeah. and there's a little cliff in the back of the map, and I was like, oh, I was in my Titan. I'm just like walking around by myself. Everybody's like different part of the map, and I'm like, what if I can go off here? And I like double jet, you know, double A my Titan. I just go flying off the cliff.
Because here's the thing, right? At this point, I don't think you had any audio. You were testing the stream, basically, is what you're doing.
Yeah.
You didn't have any audio coming from the game. It was just whatever you were saying. So the best part about this is there's nobody around him. He's just by himself. He's just walking, looking at the cliff, admiring the fucking atmosphere, looking around. He's like zooming. He's like, look, it's a plane, like, you know, because there's so much shit going on the outside.
He's just
walking, getting closer to the edge. I'm like, dude, there's no way he's gonna fall. Like, every game has an invisible wall to prevent suicides. Everybody knows that. But then I'm like, what if he actually makes it out? So he's going, and then he double A's, and he just fucking flies out. He looks up, and oh my god, it was so perfect.
I wonder if I get the archives from Mark. I probably could. We should post that somewhere.
Yeah, that needs to get posted because it was hilarious. But yeah, no invisible walls when it comes to that end, but plenty of invisible walls on other things.
In other places, that you wouldn't expect them.
I mean, the good thing is that they added I don't know if you've climbed like really high. But they have this thing that tells you to get back, like a countdown timer. It's like 10 seconds to get back into the battlefield.
Yeah, that's what
it
gave me, but I was falling down. I was really dying.
You get that if you go the other way, too, if you go up. Okay. So there's a tower on that map that I climb up all the time.
Yeah.
It's my new sniping spot. I'm not going to give that one away. But but yeah, once to get up there, you have to go into that 10-second timer, and then you jump off, and then you land on this like one little platform, which is pretty cool. And you can just kind of hang out there. But yeah, no, there's that timer, which I guess kind of controls where you're supposed to be, but I don't know. I mean, it's just weird. Other than that, that same map, the only hate that I have for that map is if you call your Titan in the middle of the map, I don't know how to describe it, where there's like big like drums are, like these big, I don't know what they are. They look like batteries. If you call your Titan in that area, you know, actually, I know exactly where it's at. You know when you go underground?
Yeah.
You know that small little, like, alley-like way that you pop out of to get into the middle of the map? If your Titan is anywhere around that area, he's stuck. You're fucked. You're not getting out. And he struggles to get out. He fucking starts dancing. He does a little dance. He does a little shimmy. And he can't get out. So I had my Titan on autopilot, and I couldn't get him out of there. It was really frustrating to see that, because they just got on him and killed him. It was sad. Because he's just dancing. He can't do anything. He's on auto. I set him to guard. I set him to auto.
This machine.
I guess I'm the only loser who actually named their Titan.
What'd you name him?
Call him Titano.
Titano.
That's like, activate Titano! I'm telling you, I don't know. I got into it. I mean, you know, that just goes to show the energy towards it. I mean, you know, you take the sense of ownership of the game.
Hey, we named the Chopper in COD 4, so...
There you go.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know. What do you... Did it live up to your expectations, Juan? Or, I mean...
It's... It was surreal from the get-go, just seeing everything being put into play. I'm still impressed by it. You know, I mean, like we spoke earlier. It's just a different like type of game. You really can't compare it to like any other FPS or anything like that. This is just its own breed. You know, it's so as far as me getting, you know, expecting what I was expecting, I still see it as it surpassed it because I didn't know what to expect, you know? I mean, the mechanics, it's what's really meeting my expectations and going beyond is how easy it is to play. How easy and how fast it is to play. You know, like, I don't know, it was just, you could grab the controller. I mean, dude, how short was that, like, intro? And then by then, you felt like a master, you know? Like, it was just... It was appropriate timing to learn how to do everything, and it was good. I don't know. I just have no complaints. I think that, you know, it meets the energy expected for the expectations of it. I don't know. I feel like when the real thing comes out, it's gonna still surprise me with even more elements that you know were untold on the demo. So that's why I feel like, you know, it's something new per se.
It's definitely early to, like I said, it's definitely early to kind of. Say a lot because it's just a beta. It's not all there. I have a feeling that once the real one comes out, we'll get a better understanding as of to how they're gonna do, if they're gonna do what's it called, like esports or anything like that. But overall, it definitely did. It surpassed what I expected. I mean, I was definitely expecting a lot. I got a lot, you know? But I don't know, man. Like, it just... I definitely agree. It's just, like, easy to pick up, you know? Which is good. I like that. Jack, what do you... I mean, because that's the thing, dude. With Jack, like, he... Dude, you're all over the place when it comes to gaming. I know we've done many episodes where I try to, like... break down what type of gamer you are. I don't know. It's so secret. Seeing you play
games, dude.
I realize that, and seeing you play, I was watching the live stream yesterday. I was watching you play, and I just found it hilarious. Like, I was telling him to hack a Spectre. Have you done that one?
Is it was it why? I don't know. I try to get it to work in my favor, but it just end up killing him because I panic. Like,
Yeah, I just shoot him quickly.
Yeah. So I was telling Zach, like, dude, hack a Spectre. Dude, use your burn cards. Dude, I'm, like, telling him to do everything. I'm like, dude, you gotta do the wall hang. Like, I don't know if you've done that yet, where you hang off the wall.
I
did it, and
that's what I was mentioning earlier. I had issues trying to, like, aim, or I don't know. I did it without trying to.
Okay.
And it just threw me off. I was like, what am I doing? I was supposed to fall and shoot the guy. I just stood here.
You obviously can't aim down your crosshairs when you, like... You can't get the gun, you know, up, but you can at least like blind fire. Hip. Yeah, yeah. It gives you that. But I was like, dude, you got to do that. Like, he hasn't done any of that shit. So I'm just like, oh my god, you haven't played this game yet.
Well, I play.
What do you guys think of the other modes? That's something that is very, because we only played, for the most part, we only played attrition. But there's Last Titan Standing or some shit like that. And Hardpoint Domination.
Hardpoint Domination, yeah.
What do you guys think of those?
Well, our boy Bullet loves it. I have to use his experience because I haven't played any other mode besides Attrition, unfortunately.
Really?
Well, not even. You didn't play with Attrition? It's good. It's just, you know, I was with the Attrition. That's,
I thought you played with it yesterday. My fault.
No, I remember the whole thing with the part. I felt bad for Jack, and I was like, I'm gonna sacrifice myself and go.
Well, we didn't. No, we didn't play. I don't know.
I know everybody disbanded as soon as I left. I was like, really? I sacrificed myself for no reason. So by then I already gave all my energy to play, and I started playing Bravely Default. But from what I've seen, due to the other game modes, that's what made you guys kind of know what to do in the attrition. Because as long as you stick together with your Titans, you pretty much will do good in the last Titan mode.
Oh yeah, no, definitely. I think it was Jack was definitely there. I think
yeah, I played with you.
It was Bullet, right?
I think it was Bullet. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was all Blade of was there too for a minute.
It was yeah. That's when we were playing the variety.
Raffle. Yeah.
Yeah. The variety pack. So any game mode, but for some reason we kept getting hardcore domination, and that got really old quick. But yeah, the last Titan standing, essentially you learn how to protect your Titan. You learn how to work together with Titans to fucking take down other Titans, you know? Exactly what you said. Definitely. I mean, I like the game mode. It's like a search and destroy, kind of, sort of, not really, but, you know. you don't have to plan anything. You just have to eliminate everybody. You know?
But, you know, that's what I realize about this game. It takes away the stress that Call of Duty inputs. What I mean by that, in Call of Duty, you have to do what you gotta do, or you fail. You know, here, if you're not good at killing people, you could kill the grunts, you know, and that could be your forte. You know what I'm saying? That's why attrition is good, is because you don't necessarily have to kill the pilots, even though the Call of Duty people say, I want to kill real people because I have anger issues and I want to kill people. But, you know, for those people who are not that great at FPS, you have the grunts who you could take advantage of, and that's truly how you score. You kill grunts and specters. You know, that's what gets the points up and rolling. I don't know. It's
a small percentage, but yeah.
We only get 1 point for them.
You get 1 point for them. You get more points.
You get 4 points for a pilot.
For a pilot. Yeah, they add up, you know. They definitely do
exactly.
Add up.
Oh, yeah. Gonna, yeah.
You know.
Man, you can't make a dollar without a penny, bro. So, exactly. You know, that's just the way it works. So, I mean, it's just I'm trying to get at is that game could be for many types of players, you know, not just for those hardcore FPS people, you know, like
I look at the smart pistol. I mean, that seriously, like, anybody could fucking use that stupid weapon.
I hate it.
It's one shot kill. Like, how can you fail at using that? Like, you literally run, you see red, you pull the trigger, done.
I wonder what the, like, magazine on that's gonna look like, though. Maybe that's gonna be the kind of the difference on it.
So we only got to max level 14, which...
I mean, range is kind of like the limiting factor of that gun, you know?
Yeah.
So
we only got to 14, so they kind of limited us at what, you know, we could see, which is good. You know, I don't want everything spoiled right away. I want the game to come out and so I can enjoy that, you know? But... I don't know, man. Like, I'm honestly, I can't wait for this to come out. It's gonna be fun, dude. I just want those new updates to come out to fix the matchmaking and all of that. And overall, I mean, I had fun playing it. I mean, I definitely played well over, what, like 50 hours? No, not 50 hours. 50 rounds. 50 I meant to say 50 hours. Rounds. Well over 50 rounds. On there of attrition. And a couple of the other ones, so it's definitely been like 5 hours or so.
More than 5 hours.
I think the challenge,
way more than
challenge,
5 hours.
The challenges are on there. I'll take a look at the challenges.
You probably spent 5 hours today playing.
No, I haven't even played today. I played maybe like 20 minutes.
Sure.
20 minutes.
How long did we play on? You were there.
You know, okay. This is the thing I'm gonna tell you, and you know this is right. There's real chronological order in hours, and then there's gamers' hours. You'd be thinking it's 20 minutes and 2 hours pass by.
Well, yeah, no, that's definitely true. But first off, let me go ahead and say this. Each round is only going to last about 5 minutes.
Like, you know what? That's another minutes. Thing I actually enjoy about that, too. That it's quick, so, you know, let's say I'm like, I wake up and I want to get around before I go to work, I can do that.
You have a lot of things you can do before you go to work, but without getting into that.
When are they going to fix smart glass?
Okay, we can jump into that.
I'm upset.
No, this is the Titan cast.
I just want to know, every episode I'm going to say that until they fix it.
Until it's fixed.
Until it's fixed.
We got to play with E. That was pretty fun.
Oh, yeah, we did.
That was cool.
Tis was a pleasure.
So we played with E. Did we win or lose that?
We lost in the sense of the game, but we won
in spirit.
In our spirit, we won.
In our spirit, we won because we killed E. So we played with E, and this is the funny thing about that is that as soon as we finished that game, the servers went down.
Yeah, pretty much, dude. I think we played like one or two more.
We played maybe one more, and after that, it was over. The servers went down, so I found it pretty funny.
As soon as he left.
I tried to back out. That was the thing. I didn't like our team. Our team sucked, and I was the host, so I tried to back us out, and it just like erred, and then it was broken from there. It stopped working.
That was good. Pleasure playing with Chet E.
Yeah, no, definitely. That was fun. I actually hit him up on Twitter, and he replied. I was pretty happy about that. I don't know what else to say. It definitely lived up to his expectations. I can't wait to see what else they have on board. Because, it's just a complete different game. Like you've been saying, Juan, it's a complete different game. I can't say that it's going to be a Call of Duty killer. I just can't. It's definitely going to put a dent into that market, but it's not going to be a Call of Duty killer.
You know what my theory is it's going to be a Call of Duty killer? Rainbow Six. That's it.
I think Call of Duty will kill itself. I'm not worried about it.
It already kind of has. It kind of has already. They have nobody to blame.
Self-inflicted wounds.
I mean, they just announced that they're going to have three companies on a three-year rotation. It's going to take 2 years to make one game, and it's going to be the same game as 3 years before. I'm good. It's just not... No. They're going to add a whole bunch of cool shit to it, but I think Call of Duty might be my every other year game from now on.
When is my company making it again?
Yeah, 3 years.
But there's no more company. That's the thing. Like, nobody...
But the thing is, us gamers, we truly know the back nooks and crannies about it, you know? The people who used to work for Infinity Ward or, you know, like, all that crap. Sledgehammer, I didn't like that game. Or our favorite Treyarch. Oh, yeah. That's the game I want to get. You know, it's just, we know these things. We know what to expect from them.
Right. You know? But, I mean, as you guys have both played Call of Duty since 4, like, the people who made 4... they're gone. Like, they don't exist anymore.
Titanfall.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So any Call of Duty now, no matter which of the three developers is making it, has nothing to do with the original game.
That's why they're self-inflicting themselves with...
It's the yearly release, I think.
Definitely killing it because it's the same fucking game over and over. And we still buy it.
Because we're brainwashed.
That's your fault.
We need something new.
We're supporting what's not good in this world.
We're supporting garbage. We're literally supporting recycled material.
Yeah, I'm totally green.
I'm not trying to say don't recycle, guys, with a chance. You know, this is data which doesn't need recycling. It just needs to die.
Collect my bonus.
Back on track. Titancast. I loved it. I can't wait for it to come out. I don't know if you guys have anything else to add, but I think everything that we wanted to say was said.
They need to remove the map.
No!
Yeah,
so,
map needs to go, dude.
Juan, dude. So, Jack, we spent a while discussing this. So, Jack says to get rid of the mini-map.
What mini-map?
The top left mini-map.
Oh, I mean, not get rid of it, but have an option to definitely be like, H, U, D, or all that stuff on. That would be nice. I understand his concern. He has ADD. He cannot see it. He's like, why is it there? It's taking me away from my game.
No, it's fine that it's there. It's just, like, so there's a lot of times I'll be running, especially when we're playing Domination, more so playing Domination than any other mode. Attrition, it doesn't really matter, you know? But in Domination... I'd be running to a point that's like far away from me, a little bit closer to the other team spawn. And what would happen is like guys would wait and be crouching so they're not on the map. And I'm running to the point, you know, I'm like flying over the map and like doing all my little tricks while running this and that. And as I'm turning the corner, like before I even turn the corner, they're already shooting. So when I come around the corner, I'm basically dead immediately because they saw me running on the map towards where they're at. And then they just, after that, they go capture the point. Like, I understand there's some strategy in that, but at the same time, if they were just there waiting, and there was no map, and they started shooting at me, and they got me. You know, that's a good spot. Hey, good idea, bro. You know? But yeah. The fact that you start shooting before I even get there, I don't like that. You know what I mean? It's like, there's some element of surprise. I mean, I'm sure there's going to
have different modes or something like that. They're like, you know, have a professional mode or...
I don't need a professional mode.
As people in the Call of Duty world say, the hardcore, you know?
Yeah, but that's what I was telling... That's what I suggested yesterday. I was like, if they add a hardcore mode, they get rid of the HUD, they get rid of the health, they get rid of... Or health regen, rather. Lower the health. Like, it'll completely ruin that game, I think.
No, you don't need to do all that. You just need to get rid of the map. Like, think of SWAT for Halo, right? I mean, taking away the shield is a big thing. But other than that, like, your health still regens, and there's no map at that point. So it comes down to, like, that's why I played SWAT in Halo, because they got rid of the stupid map. You know what I mean? People weren't camping in a corner crouching, so they didn't appear on the map waiting for, like, people to come around the corner. You had to be moving. You had to be doing things, you know? And I also compared it to older, like, FPS. Like, you could take Unreal or Quake or any game, like, from back in the day. There's no maps in those games. Yeah. And the element of surprise is kind of what made those games more exciting.
You but know, there's also really a map. There's no like hiding spots, to be honest with you, in any of those games. Everywhere is open, everywhere is reachable by anyone. With the size of this game and the like distances that you can go at, like, you know, like my sniping spot, for example, up on a tower, there's no way anybody's gonna look up there. I would never look up there. Never.
Well, when you got sniped from there, you wouldn't.
Not even. Dude, I've gotten so many kill streaks from up in that snipe. Not kill streaks, but I've gone, you know, on...
Killing spree.
Yeah, spree.
There's still sprees, yeah.
And nobody's ever come after me.
Well, they're just lazy then. I don't know.
You know, and we've faced teams of, you know, max levels in that game. So I'm just like, really? Like, they're just gonna leave me here? I've killed the same guy maybe like 3 times one game, and he's just like, all right, I'm just gonna keep going to this spot. Blah, headshot, blah. Like, really?
Maybe that's what he does. I mean, I don't know. For me, I'd be like, okay, let me see where it's coming from, you know, because you see where the bullet comes from, right?
You see where it's coming from. I mean, if I miss, you're going to see where it's coming from as well. Right. You're going to see it on the mini map as well. You're going to know, but you're not, your last thing is to look up at that one spot. And that's just because you're so up high. When you look at Unreal Tournament 2K4 or, you know, any other one of these games, there is no spot like that. Everything is out in the open, and there's not much that you can do to, like, hide, you know, which forces you to go out there and attack. So that's the thing. With these two maps, like I said, it's just too early to tell.
Now, and another thing, I don't know if you guys noticed, but when people like to, quote-unquote, camp in this game... Ow, wait a second, my cat just jumped on me. the grunts spawn around them. So pretty much you could tell where the people are located based upon the spawn of the grunts.
I didn't notice that.
You know, it's just pretty much that's another thing they utilize to heal the wounds that Call of Duty is still being self-inflicted with. People, or not that it's just what people do that kind of ruin the game. It not necessarily takes away, because camping is going to happen regardless, but at least it's like, hey, exclamation point, look around this general area over here, you know, there's people here.
I was roasting marshmallows, bro.
I mean...
On that big map, I wish I remember the name of it, but on that big map, I was roasting marshmallows, dude. Pull out the sniper, I got maybe, like, all of my perks, all of my attachments, rather, modifications, whatever, all in, like, one game, just literally killing everything that was spawning.
I need to show you a nice little place that I kind of got killed from that somebody utilized there in the mountainside of things. I need to show you that.
I need to find some nice spots in Angel City. So if anybody has any of those, please let us know in the comments down below. But yeah, overall, I mean, I love the game. And I think, I don't know, what else? Jack hated the mini map idea.
Minimap and other modes are terrible.
Other modes, no, I wouldn't say terrible. I like Dawn. Right.
No, let's put it this way. I think Jack is just sick and tired of playing the same modes that he's played in other games, just with different title.
Jack has never played a game of Domination, I don't think.
He likes... and I think that's...
What has Domination? Truth.
Unreal Tournament 1 has Domination.
I never played Unreal.
Exactly.
Yeah, sorry. That's far beyond...
Domination is like... pretty much King of the Hill anyway, just a little bit different. I mean,
okay, yeah, fair enough, fair enough. I value that statement.
Yeah, or what's it? Annex, isn't that in Gears of War?
Okay, yeah, that's true.
That's basically
true.
Domination.
You got me.
Yeah. I like Domination. I just don't like it in Titanfall. That's all.
I think they did that on purpose. They kept some elements that, you know, they had in other games on purpose so that, you know, people could still relate. Like, oh, Lulu, no, we got that. You like that? Oh, we got that. We got some of that.
You should like it. You're the one that's always like, oh, I want the action. I want the action. Well, there you go. You know where the action's at. It's at these three dots. You should like Domination, to be honest. That's weird. That's definitely
you're
like...
You're telling me?
Yeah.
I like Domination. I don't like it in Titanfall. That's what I mean.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. In Titanfall, you're complaining that in Attrition, you don't want people camping. Nobody's camping in Domination because they want to get to that other spot.
Camp in Domination.
I guess, defending their spot.
In Attrition, just give her the map. There's no reason for it. I mean, give her the map in all the modes, especially Domination, but even in Attrition, there's no need for the map. Like the reason why I don't like Domination Titanfall is because you're in a Titan, a lot of the points are in a building.
Set it to defend, and go in.
No. I should be able to do everything in my Titan. I should have some, or it should be at least like one point.
You just want to walk into buildings and just mad.
I want a toilet in my.
Yeah,
Titan.
Why could I not
please.
like?
You want a toilet in my
not
Titan?
All the buildings. There should be like one or two buildings in every map that you can destroy. You know
the
what I mean?
The only one I've seen is on Domination in the back. On that big map, the B spot. I don't know if you can destroy it or I don't know if it comes destroyed, but that spot is not open.
It comes
destroyed. I want a TV 42 inch on my time right there.
Oh man, what else?
That's it.
Calling it quits. We're gonna go play some more Titanfall.
No, I'm done.
And watch The Walking Dead. Are you done with Titanfall?
I mean, I might broadcast it, but other than that, like, I'm done playing it just to play it. Like,
you're just gonna go.
There's no
he's
reason
ready for
to play
the real
it.
Stuff to see if he's to make the final verdict if it's gonna be something he's gonna truly play, or if it's just gonna be something that he's just gonna put it to the side.
I'm just amazed. I don't think we've played a first person shooter like me and Jack like together in a squadron. Other than
there hasn't been a good first person shooter in the last 15 years.
Yeah, exactly. Other than Gears of War, that's the only game that that's not a first person shooter, but obviously. Yeah. We haven't played a game in a group, is what I'm trying to get at.
Like, how many of us have them friends?
With everybody is what I'm trying to get at. We haven't done that, so yeah, I'm actually quite amazed that you know like this game.
But it's a decent game.
Decent. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's just leave it at that. We'll revisit once the game officially launches on March 11th, right?
Something like that. And everyone 11th. Should download it digitally. Don't go to the store and buy it.
Yeah, and just buy it through the Xbox One or through your computer for whatever. Or actually, I don't want to say Xbox One. Buy it on the Xbox Marketplace instead of buying a physical disc because that's just pointless. As we've
Wait,
made
what's
it.
The difference? What about DLC or anything?
You can still get DLC. It's okay. Called download content, not go to the store to buy it. You download it.
Hey,
it's
I'm
true.
Very new to the whole doing everything digital, okay?
You already buy download content digitally.
I know. Buy I'm game just digitally. Saying. As far as buying a game digitally, I'm a virgin to that. You know, I just
you don't
never
buy anything
done
on
it.
Steam?
It's the future, but you know, it's just.
You never done like Xbox Live Arcade?
No, well, I've done Steam. Come on, that's a PC. It's different, okay?
Same thing.
Have you bought any arcade games?
Dude, yes. I've done many arcade games.
So there you go.
Dude,
you've
no,
done it.
It's just the idea of just waiting in the cold and about to die, you know?
You enjoy that.
The my adrenaline, the fear of buying my game and I'm about to get shot because I'm in the most roughest hood that I shouldn't be in.
Oh,
you know that
you don't have
just
to worry about any of that anymore. It's
no,
just like you
stay home.
That's
half of the adventure.
But now you stay home in the heated house and
heated house.
Just
you
start downloading
it.
You
feed
pop a couple
cats
beers.
Jumping on me. Yeah.
Much more relaxing, you know?
So buy the game digitally is what we're trying to get at. Don't go to Dangerous Hoods where Juan apparently goes to get his games. Some weird Chinese guy with a trench jacket. Why is he Chinese? Some weird guy.
He's just racist, you bastard.
Sorry, the guy that sells like bootleg movies in my laundromat is Chinese, that's all.
You likey Nike? Come on.
So yeah, enjoy Titanfall beta for those of you, for everybody on Xbox One actually, and
open beta.
We'll see you guys next week, or we'll fucking put on another show hopefully. Play to your drill, dineriteupleft.com, and all that social networking jazz you can find on there.
Ooh, 99%.
And you get 99%. Apparently. Of what? I don't know. Of, you get 99%
of the show. Yeah. I found 650 milkshakes or whatever these little things are.
I don't even want to know what you're playing right
Jack,
now.
Jack, all your milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
Oh, yeah, it sure does. I'm playing My Vegas on the iPad.
Why would you
Wait, no, not on the iPad. My Vegas on iPad. I'm cutting the out in front of any thing. So no longer like the Xbox One. I'm cutting that stuff out. It's just Xbox One.
Okay.
Who the hell was using the?
Everyone. He was, apparently. Actually, Oz just did a couple of
things. I probably do that a lot, yeah.
Yeah. A lot, everyone does it. It just
I go
happens.
To the toilet.
You do.
I go toilet?
You don't go to toilet. You go. That's different, though.
I go to toilet.
All right, this is getting out of hand.
Like, devices.
Shut up.
Devices.
Shut up.
We have fun.
End it.
And like freeways, you know? Instead of like I'm driving on the 10, I'm just driving on 10. Like, that's it.
Driving on 10. Okay. Is that whatever? Is that your plan with tag to saving seconds off of the world, off of world?
No, but it's okay to say the world because it's different.
I'm just
it's only for devices.
From the vocabulary
it's
altogether.
Only devices.
I go to the game.
Yeah, you can go to the game. That's okay.
All right. DineRightUpLeft.com. Play your drool. Bye, guys.
I go to the drool.
No, I go to drool. All right.